Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, this is episode number 17 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Come with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day is a time to reflect upon and to be thankful for all that God has done on our behalf. Whether you're spending this day alone or whether it's with family and friends, may you be blessed abundantly from above. I also pray that you would know His peace and joy for you personally. At this time, I would just like to share with you four psalms from the Word of God. The psalms were actually songs that they sang in worship to the Lord, so I think this is appropriate at this time. I also pray that your heart will rise in worship on this Thanksgiving Day as I read these scriptures aloud to you, with music playing in the background. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is great. He is the great God and the great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear Him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you his children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all their bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them who trust in him shall be condemned. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands, and you have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beast of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. What I would like to do now is to just close with you in a word of prayer. And I just pray that your Thanksgiving holiday, again, will be a blessed one, and that you will experience the presence of the Lord in a mighty, mighty way. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you on this day of Thanksgiving, and we give you praise and honor and glory, for you are our God, and you deserve, Father, all worship that is due you from all creation, from everything on the earth, beneath the earth, and above the earth. For you, O God, are our Creator, and the one, Lord God Almighty, that we depend upon and that we love. And we only love you, God, because you first loved us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being our God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us and to redeem us and to save us from the lost state that we once were in. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the blessed hope of being in heaven with you one day. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for breath in our bodies and for everything that you provide and that you, Lord God Almighty, bring to us by just having your presence abide with us each day. Lord, thank you for the bountiful blessings that are in our lives. And so we just come today, Lord, acknowledging you and worshiping you and just saying to you, Father, with a grateful heart, thank you, thank you, thank you for Jesus Christ and all that he is and for all that he has done in our lives. We pray this all in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. I hope that you will join us for our next episode. And smile, Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.